This approach isn't new. As far back as the ancient Greeks, people were interested in classifying people according to their personality types. The Greek physician Hippocrates proposed that there were four basic temperaments: melancholic, which is kind of depressed, sanguine, or cheerful, phlegmatic, or unemotional, and choleric, or irritable. In addition, he linked these personality types to a biological cause. He believed personality was a result of the bodily humors, or fluids, which were predominant. For example, an excess of phlegm creates an unemotional person. Of course, this is completely wrong, but the assumption that we can classify people according to personality types, and also that biology underlies these distinctions, is entirely consistent with the trait approach in contemporary psychology. In psychology, the trait approach owes its start to Gordon Allport, and actually, once again, Freud played a role. Allport tells a story about traveling to Vienna to meet with the famous psychoanalyst. He got to his office, and Freud just sat there, waiting for him to talk. Allport got all nervous and started talking about his bus ride over to Freud's office and this boy on the bus who was afraid of getting dirty. And Allport shared with Freud his theory that the child had acquired the behavior from his mother, who appeared very domineering. Freud waited a moment and then said, "And that little boy was you?" Allport reflected on this experience later and said, "This experience taught me that depth psychology, for all its merits, may plunge too deep, and that psychologists would do well to give full recognition to manifest motives before probing the unconscious."